Being a college student is often challenging, but that doesn't mean that it can't also be incredibly fun and rewarding. Here at Colleges of Distinction, we want to help you learn to thrive in school and take advantage of all your university has to offer. Today, we're going to talk about how to write an email to your college professors. Being a college student is often challenging, but that doesn't mean that it can't also be incredibly fun and rewarding. Here at Colleges of Distinction, we want to help you learn how to thrive in school and take advantage of all that your university has to offer. Today, we're going to talk about how to write an email to your college professors. Contacting your professors is something you'll probably have to do frequently throughout college. From questions about assignments to advice, being able to communicate with your professors is an essential skill that can help you improve your future workplace relationships. There is no need to be intimidated, but there are a few things that you should keep in mind before reaching out. The most important thing to keep in mind is that any email you send to your professor should be written with a professional tone. The person you're addressing has the ability to make a huge impact on your educational experience. Keep in mind that your professor is most likely an expert in their field, and they hold the key to the information you need. Many times, professors will even help point you in the right direction toward your future career. Go into every email that you compose with the desire to make a positive impression. A professor who is regularly impressed by your ability to communicate effectively can give you additional opportunities for growth like internships. If you don't feel confident about your ability to write professionally, there are a few tools to help you gain confidence and correct any mistakes you may have. A personal favorite of ours is a text editing service called Grammarly. It is offered in the form of a free browser extension to help users write correctly. It will help you check for syntax, spelling, punctuation, and style. One of its newest features is that it can detect your tone and help you pick words that reflect your writing style. Tools like Grammarly are invaluable for any student, as they provide real-time editing for emails to faculty and just about any writing class assignment. While the best way to grow is through practice, here are some of our best tips for emailing your professor. Number 1. Use your academic account. You have an EDU address for a reason. Don't communicate with your embarrassing email address from middle school. If you don't have a professional email yet, be sure to set one up sooner than later. Number 2, make the subject line clear. The sooner your professor knows what you're asking, the sooner they'll be able to help you. Number 3, use a professional greeting. Avoid addressing your professors as Mr. and Mrs. unless they so request it. They have worked hard for their titles, so you should acknowledge their status and make sure that you know their correct titles, such as doctor or professor. Number 4, thoroughly identify yourself. Even if your class is small in size, your professor has plenty of other responsibilities, classes, and students. Help your professor recognize you quickly by introducing yourself with your first and last name, as well as the title and section number of your class. You may even identify yourself with a student ID number if you are in an online class where your professor may not see you one-on-one every day. Number 5, remain formal. Remember, this is not a text message. Do not use abbreviations, emojis, or slang. Be careful even when using acronyms in your email to make sure that they are consistent with your professor's own terminology. Number 6, communicate clearly and concisely. If you cannot articulate your specific need in 1 to 2 sentences, give them an idea of what you need help with and ask to set up a face-to-face meeting with them. Picking the right form of communication is the key to building trust with your professor. Number 7, be polite. Your professor is a human being with feelings, so please and thank you go a long way. It never hurts to add a line wishing them a great weekend or good afternoon. Number 8, end with a formal acknowledgement. Thank you, best, and sincerely, followed by your first and last names, are always the safest choices. Number 9, follow up. Remember that your professors may keep track of hundreds of students at a time. If they don't get back to you promptly, follow up in person either before or after your next class with them. Beyond formatting, you should also carefully consider what the subject of your email will be. There are certain topics or circumstances that you should altogether avoid discussing in email. When inquiring about your grade, be aware that your professor most likely will not share personal information via email. If you can't make it to office hours, politely request to set up an appointment with them that fits both of your schedules. Asking for a reference is another occasion where you may need to email a professor. Their recommendation can do wonders for your academic and personal growth, so it's important to make your request both easy and personal. Be polite, concise, and clear as you communicate exactly what you need from them. If you need their reference by a specific deadline, make sure you include it in your request with ample time to complete it. For more general questions, you should always use your resources before reaching out. 90% of the time, you can find the answer to your questions from a classmate, TA, syllabus, or an online search. However, there are still plenty of situations in which this is just not the case. Show them your dedication to success with adequate preparation and careful language. Your professor's goal is to help you succeed, but it is not their responsibility. Learning to write clear, concise, and professional emails to your professors is excellent practice for taking ownership of your education. The main reason that your professors challenge you to communicate professionally is because it is a great example of what you'll face with your employers in the future. For a bit of extra help, be sure to visit our advice column to see some examples of good emails and read even more practical tips for specific instances you may encounter while emailing your professor. If you're ready to change the conversation about college quality and success, visit collegesofdistinction.com and check out our advice column for more tips on how to learn, grow, and succeed in your future.